The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello and welcome to Happy Hour. How many people are here for the first time at Happy Hour? Great, welcome. Glad you're here. So in honor of that little holiday that happens tomorrow, I figured we would do a practice in preparation for, or in honor of and preparation for Thanksgiving. So we have two options I was just thinking of, actually. One option is to really practice gratitude, because practicing gratitude has to do with the practices of the heart, which is what we explore during Happy Hour, Metta and the other Brahma Viharas, other practices of the heart. Another practice we can explore, which could be just as juicy, could be developing kindness and friendliness for the person you're having difficulty with. In case you're expecting there will be some family members tomorrow that you might be having difficulty with. Was that?
How did you know?
How did I know? I don't know. It just kind of happened. They already came today. That's why you're here. IMC is serving as a refuge for all beings in all conditions. So,
multi-purpose,
exactly. Practice, refuge, all kinds of refuge. So with that, let me see a show of hands, because we can practice either. You know what's. Let me just, and you can vote for both, just to make, actually no, vote for one. Let's just keep it simple. Okay, you can vote for, but I'll just count. Okay. Who would like to, who votes for practicing, cultivating more gratitude, really exploring gratitude in various shapes and forms, both in practice and in interactions tonight? So show of hands for gratitude. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. 5 votes for gratitude practice. Okay. Who votes for practicing, cultivating kindness and friendliness towards people we have difficulty with? Show of hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, all right. I think the difficult. Okay, tell you what. I'll bring in a little bit of gratitude. I'll do both. How's that? So that. Okay, great. Fantastic. All right. So. Okay, well, yeah, all right, so let's, so I'll do a guided meditation, and whatever you need to know will be shared with you, and then we'll have a conversation and discussion and other practice later. So especially if you're new to IMC, new to this practice, I suggest that you get, you make yourself comfortable, because with this practice especially, it's important that you are comfortable. You're sitting comfortably. If you need more cushions, please get them now. So I invite you to sit comfortably, allowing your back to be straight. Imagining that there is a magnet connected to the top of your head, pulling you up so that you can sit up straight without any effort. And allowing your body, the rest of your body, your muscles to relax and soften as much as possible. Maybe want to roll back your shoulders just a little bit to open your chest. Drop the hands. Dropping the hands, the arms, the weight of the shoulders. Allowing yourself to sit like a mountain with dignity. If you're sitting on a chair, the bottom of your feet to be on the floor, not crossing your legs. And if you're sitting cross-legged on the floor, feeling that there is an integrity of the spine. The spine is being held up. Not so much pushing it up, but there's a sense of being held up from the inside, from the strength of the inside, the abdomen, the back. And with this integrity of posture, relaxing, softening as much as possible. Softening, relaxing. Letting go of any tension. Letting go of the stories. Letting go of the thoughts, the plans, the preoccupations. Allowing the breath to move in and out. Allowing each breath to calm you, to soothe you, to welcome you to this moment. With every breath, with every in-breath, bringing more energy, every out-breath, relaxing and softening more into the body. Just taking refuge in this moment, right here, right now, nowhere to go, nothing to do. You can put your thoughts down, your worries and concerns, and just simply taking refuge in this moment, and just sitting and breathing, taking refuge, sitting and breathing. The joy and delight of simply sitting and breathing. Now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind the image of someone that you care about, for whom your affection, your warmth, your metta flows with ease. Someone with whom you don't have a complicated relationship at this point. Maybe a child or a pet. Simple. Someone you really care about. And when you bring up the image of this being in your mind's eye, see what comes up in your heart. And wishing them well. Wishing them goodness, wishing them ease. I'll use the simplified metta phrases tonight. Just two phrases. May you be happy. May you be well. You can use these two or the four traditional longer ones, whatever works for you. Keeping the image of the person you care about, for whom you have friendliness, and seeing what comes up in your heart, your body and your mind. Maybe a smile comes up. And from there, sharing your goodwill with them. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be well. Silent reciting. These two phrases in your mind, directing them to this being, bringing them to your mind as clearly as possible to your mind's eye. May you be happy. May you be well. Simple goodwill. And when your mind wanders, simply inviting it back without judgment. Strengthening the image of this being in your mind. And wishing them well. Sharing your friendliness, your goodwill, your warmth. May you be happy. May you be well. Now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind someone whom you don't know very well, so you don't have either a very strong like or dislike. Maybe if you went to a store today, someone who sold you something at the grocery store, or a barista at a cafe, or a server at a restaurant, someone you don't know so well. So they're a stand-in for all of humanity, someone who's relatively neutral for you. Any human being would do. If you have a little bit of a like or dislike, it's okay. Just that you don't have a lot of history, you don't know much about them. Not a strong like or dislike. So bring them to mind. Bring this being, this person to mind. And realize that this being, this person, just like you, they want to be happy. They're not so different from you in having hopes and dreams. and wanting to be well, wanting to be safe, wanting to be healthy, not wanting to suffer. Just like you. There are people this person cares about. And just like you, they're the object of affection of other people. Just like you, this person has experienced suffering and pain, physical pain, disappointment, sadness, loss. They've cried. And just like you, they've been happy. They've had wonderful experiences in life, joys, happinesses, successes. So keeping the image of this being in mind, imagining them happy or sad in different circumstances of life, realizing that their life is just as compelling to them as is yours, just as complex. Just as complex. And just like you, they want to be happy. They suffer, they hurt physically when they get a cut, emotionally. So seeing that you're not so different, you could be born as them. If you were born with their genes, with their in their family, or they could be born as you. You didn't choose your genes or your parents, your circumstances. You are more similar than you realize, a lot more similar. And from this stance of common humanity, wishing them well, even if you don't know their name. Just wishing them well. May you be happy, fellow human being. May you be well. I have goodwill towards you. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be well. Keeping the image of this neutral person in your mind's eye. Imagine him as brightly as you can, as vividly as you can in your mind's eye. May you be happy. May you be well, fellow human being. May you have good fortune. May you not suffer. May you be free from whatever suffering you may have, whatever pain or sorrow you may have. Or just simply, may you be happy, may you be well. May you be happy, may you be well. May you be happy, may you be well. Continuing with this practice with the neutral person for another couple of minutes. This is a preparation for the next step, working with someone we're having difficulty with. So hang in here for a couple of minutes. May you be happy. May you be well. sharing goodwill, friendliness, just simple humanity. May you be happy. May you be well, just like me. Just as I want to be happy, may you be happy. Just as I want to have ease in my life, may you too have ease in your life. Connecting with their humanity, with the being that they are. May you be happy, may you be well. I'd like to invite you to bring up the image of someone you're having difficulty with. In maybe not the biggest difficulty, maybe the second or third, just so that we practice slightly simpler. But whoever comes to mind is okay. Bring to mind the image of someone you're having difficulty with. And realize that they're not very different from you and not very different from the neutral person, and that all of you, all three of you, including the person you were caring about, so all four of you, you just want to be happy. You don't want to suffer. All four of you have experienced pain and sorrow in life. So the person you're having difficulty with, I don't like to call them the difficult person, because as far as they're concerned, they're not difficult. They're doing the best they can. Not to condone the actions, not to condone the hurt they cause, and they've caused you. Not condoning the actions, but seeing their humanity. That you could have been born as them. They could have been born as you. They didn't have a choice over the genetic makeup they have, the temperament, the parents, how they were raised, the various life experiences that they didn't choose. They didn't have choice over many of those things. Same way that you haven't. You're not so different. Just like you, they want to be happy. They don't wake up in the morning thinking, I'm going to harm others. They're doing their best. Their best looks like this. So recognizing their humanity, recognizing that just like you, they have sorrow and sadness, they hurt, they worry, they cry, and just like you, they have joys and happiness, people they care about. They're trying their best, and their best looks like this. From this stance of common humanity, wishing them well, just sharing your goodwill with them, wishing them happiness and well-being May you be happy. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be well. Sometimes for this category, it works for people. It only works if you imagine them far away somehow, so that from a safe distance you wish them well. But still, opening your goodness to them. May you be happy. May you be well. Just as I want to be happy. Just as I want to be well. I wish you happiness. I wish you goodness. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be well. Allowing yourself to share your goodwill, your warmth, your kindness indiscriminately. We do this practice not so much for them, but for the release of our own heart. So our own heart is at peace. So our own heart is not contracted. Keeping the image of them in mind as vividly as you can. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be well. Just as I wish to be happy, I wish you happiness. May you be happy. Just as I wish to have well-being in my body, heart, and mind, I wish you well-being. May you have well-being also. May you be happy. May you be well. Soothing, calming your own heart as you wish them well. Again, this practice is really for you, for the safety and ease of your own heart, so you don't suffer. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be well. Working on this silently on your own, using your own creativity. See how this practice can work for you. With opening your heart of goodwill and kindness. As much as it is accessible. not getting lost in stories, keeping it simple. Just bringing up their image and just wishing them well. May you be happy. May you be well. Now, for the last minute or two of this practice, I invite you to bring to mind all the people you're working with tonight, beginning with the person that you have affection for, your easy person, the neutral person, as well as the person you're having difficulty with, as well as yourself. And for all four of you, as if you're sitting in a circle together, realizing you're all not so different, and wishing well for all of you, may all four of us be happy, may all four of us have ease. Maybe bringing each being in the circle close for a moment, really seeing them, wishing them well, and then wishing well for the whole circle. May we be happy, may we be well. Seeing the shared humanity, the common humanity in all four of you, including yourself. So we have some time for comments and questions, reflections, questions. And then after, just to let you know, it's coming up after the questions and some Q&A, then I have another thing planned for us, which has to do with gratitude. So questions, comments, anything. What worked, what didn't? Was easy doing it for your person you're having difficulty with? Yep, for some people.
I had trouble finding that one person. I guess that's what I wanted to say. I was thinking family members, but nobody mm-hmm. that I would label as difficult. You know, they all have a... And then if I go beyond family and it's somebody that then, like, maybe a leader or something like that,
then
it's really difficult. And then it's then, you know, it's hard to see them, picture them in the same room and me seeing them as you know, one of the four.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I had trouble with it that way.
Right, right. Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that in. So, in this practice, we work up to those difficult, very difficult, challenging instances that you're talking about, leaders that we don't agree with, and there's a lot of anger and upset arises. So it's like going to the gym, lifting weights slowly, slowly. But this practice does culminate, and it's supposed to culminate. In fact, the Buddha teaches, here's a quote from the Buddha in the Simile of the Saw. It's a beautiful sutta, it's a beautiful teaching, and at the end of it, he sets the bar so high. So basically the teaching is, if a bandit should sever you limb by limb with a two-handed saw, here's a paraphrase, you continue to wish them well, you continue to have compassion for them, wish them well, and your mind will be imbued with loving kindness for them. There will be no ill will, and whoever does not, you know, my followers are people who have whose mind will be imbued with goodwill, even in this situation. So that is a pretty high bar. So political leader, yeah. but I appreciate you bringing that in. Yeah. What else? Anything, other questions or observations, questions about the practice over there?
Is it?
It's on.
It's on.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the...
You have to hold it close, though. Yeah.
At the end, when everyone came together,
yeah,
and you said sit in a circle, we all held hands, which I thought was interesting. And the three people all knew each other, me, the first person, the difficult person. But having the other person there, it was almost like a bearing witness to us all being together. I think after having the session with each of them separately, it did feel very communal.
Nice.
I really enjoyed that.
Lovely. Thanks for bringing that in. Thank you. For me, when I did that practice, as I was leading you, I was doing that myself, and I brought each person close. And then I also brought myself close, wishing myself well. And it was just the common humanity is so apparent. We're just human beings, each person, different age, different circumstances, but not so different. And even me with my ups and downs and, you know, life, it's just not so different from anybody else's. It's just, we're really all in this human condition together. Thank you for sharing that. It's lovely. I love the bearing witness aspect.
It's a nice feeling to
leave here. Yeah, it's sweet. What else? Any comments, any questions? Back there.
Thank you. I noticed it gets confusing to when I wish someone well who's suffering, the difference between pity and wishing someone well. Because I noticed the person I was having difficulty with, I sense that they're pitying me, sometimes. Like
I can hardly hear you, so you have to hold it closer. You have to. So
can you hear now?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I sense that like they're pitying me.
Uh huh.
And it was just kind of a strange like when I was visualizing them and trying to wish them happiness.
Uh-huh.
It was just confusing for me because they kind of, I wouldn't think they'd be aware of like receiving it or like they could feel it because like they were so concerned with like pitying me. And so.
Right, right. So what I'm hearing you say is that when you were doing this practice, it got confusing for you because you start to feel while you start to feel their pity. So as you're wishing them well, you don't feel like they're receiving them. So the idea of the practice isn't so much that they receive it for you because you're doing it for your own heart. Oh. So you're imagining them receiving it. You're just offering it for free. You're just offering it, whether or not they receive it. So in your mind's eye, that's how you just offer it. You know, they could be fuming, they could be angry, they could be, you're just offering them, may you be well, may you be happy, you're pitying me, may you be well, may you still be happy. You're just offering it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Regardless of whatever situation they're in, you're doing the practice for yourself without any attachment to outcome. That's really important about this practice. No attachment to outcome. Does that clarify it?
Yeah, thank
Great.
You.
Thank you. Yeah. So that's an important thing to bring in. Because you do this practice without any attachment to outcome. It's not like, may you be happy, may you be well. Okay, are you happy? Are you well yet? You know, do you like me now? You do it for the opening of your own heart, for the happiness of your own heart. That's why it's called happy hour. Not for others, for us. It's opening the heart, it's cultivating the heart. So I appreciate you bringing that question in because that allowed me to clarify that. So let's move on to what I have planned for gratitude practice. So for this, we are going to get into dyads, groups of two. And if you came in here with someone, get into, you know, work with someone you don't know. So it's best if you're on the same level, on the floor or on the chair, find a partner you don't know very well. Go. And it's best if you're sitting in front, you know, your chairs. Turn your chairs so they're facing each other. Turn your chairs so they're facing. Okay. And I think we are, tell you what. So actually we have to be, so Bhupal, I'll be your partner and this young lady can be the partner for, yeah. Okay, great. So I will explain it. I will explain what the practice is. So the practice is, the practice is a repeating question, and it's going to happen in the following format. One person is going to ask the question. Person A asks the question. Person B answers it. Person A says, thank you, just to close the loop. And again, person A is going to ask the question again. So this will continue repeating for a few minutes, and then we'll change sides. So the question is, tell me about a blessing in your life. Tell me about a blessing in your life. Okay? So the way it's going to work is, can we demonstrate for a moment? Okay, so if I'm person A asking, it would be, tell me about a blessing in your life.
Thank you.
And actually, no, I'll say the thank you. So sorry. See the,
after I say it.
After, yeah.
I am blessed with several friends in my life.
Thank you. Tell me about a blessing in your life.
Um,
It's okay. You get the picture. So the person, so one person asks, the other person answers. You say thank you for the answer you received, and you ask the question again. And this will go on for a while. So the point of this, the couple of points in this exercise. One is when the question is asked, you drop it in. You don't answer from your head. You drop it into your body. So as I ask the question from Bhupal, he drops it into his body. He's not thinking. He just drops it, then waits for an answer to come up, to see what bubbles up. So then maybe he'll be surprised too, right, by what comes up. And sometimes nothing comes up. And he might say, I'm drawing a blank. And I would say, thank you. Tell me about a blessing in your life, right? You just repeat it. You drop it in one more time. Does that make sense? Yes? Okay. So I will time each side. Any questions about the format? So one person asked, tell me about a blessing in your life. Family. Thank you. Tell me about a blessing in your life. Does that make sense? We continue like this for a couple of minutes. I'll time you. I'll stop. We'll pause and then we'll reverse. The person who's answering will ask. The person who's asking will answer. Clear? Any questions? Okay. So let's start. And one of you starts. Doesn't matter. Was that off? I wonder if that... Oh, no. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Eyes, actually, just noticing what's happening before you discuss or come back to the room. Just notice what it feels like. To have just shared or held witness. And now open your eyes, thank your partners, and come back to the room. So, come back to the big group. So, we have a couple of minutes. What was that like for you? Whew. Okay, quick. Before the time, we only have a couple of minutes. Get the mic. Bhupal, where's the mic?
There's one mic over there.
All right.
Where's the other one?
You want to say something?
Well, it was just amazing, really. First of all, to realize how many blessings, they just didn't stop coming. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I don't think I really think about that or feel that most of the time.
Nice. Great. Thank you. Over there.
Thank you. Yeah. I said that you're a blessing for helping us see the gratitude in life. And I have to admit, like, it's sort of like refreshing when I was listening to my partner because, I don't know, it seems like I have like this like pretty prominent curmudgeon and, it's nice to see the positive in life. So I'm grateful for that. It seemed like the perspective I want to have. Yeah.
Nice. Thank you. Yeah. Any other thoughts, reflections before we close? Yeah, please.
I find it fascinating, as listen, my life, you know, since you're, I guess, in a position of authority in this setting, and you tell me to do these things, then I sit down and I talk to a person I never met before, and I tell these things to that person. And how is it that many places in my life, you know, I don't open up that way to people I love?
And
yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. We we just don't. It's interesting. But here's an idea. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. You are with friends, with family. I don't know. Oh, maybe not. But maybe there will be an opportunity where you'll say, hey, you guys want to play a game? We'll go around in circle and we each say something we're grateful for in our lives. I don't know. Or name a blessing or something. I wonder if you can set it up as an improv game with your family. Or maybe at the dinner table, before you start eating, each person will just mention a blessing in their life before you say grace and eat. Maybe it'll be a game like that, but it will just kind of like it will be an opening to then deepen more. Just an idea. There are no shoulds here, but hey, play around with it. I might try it tomorrow. All right. Well, I'm grateful for IMC being a blessing in my life. It's a huge blessing and a blessing that we're here tonight and able to practice together. So thank you all for coming and practicing. May you be happy. May you be well. Mm. Mm.